This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Election Commission of India's efforts to maximize poll percentage among young voters. The participants are Vikram Upadhyay, senior journalist, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
So I'm joined by Shri Vikram Upadhyay, who's a senior journalist, and today we'll talk about the Election Commission of India's efforts to maximize poll percentage among young voters. And according to a survey, the young voters are to the tune of 19.74 crore in our total population of almost 1 billion or 100 crores. And the description of the young voter is between 20 and 29 years of age. Let's try and understand what is the ECI's role as far as maximizing poll percentage among young voters. Is the description of young voters accurate, sir?
You know that 18 years of age is the valid for any voter to vote. That is between 18 to 35 years, you can just call them the young voters. So they are eligible for vote. They are just ready for vote for India.
And how is the Election Commission maintaining the rolls in order for first-time voters, which includes young voters, to be registered as voters in terms of not only the physical verification but also the online registration?
Election Commission is doing these kind of things for many years, and then this year they are also going to add some new voters who are just attaining 18th of their age at 1st April of 2024. The new age of these voters will join Election Mahapurv. That is a very good sign for Indian democracy, and people are just ready to vote, and those who are attaining age of 18, they are very much enthusiastic and they are just ready to vote for India for democracy.
So you have voter registration of young voters. You also require their participation so that they actually turn out for voting. So what kind of awareness campaign is being carried out by the Election Commission of India to ensure?
Yesterday, Election Commission has said that they are just doing, they are counting every vote to be cast on the date of elections. They are just arranging a special team for those who are not willing to come to booth or they are not able to come to booth. So they are going to their home and they are just getting all things done for the election day. The Election Commission is all about ready to get every citizen to be counted, and every citizen, they are just making sure that every citizen, every voter should cast their vote.
Those of our listeners who are young voters as well, what kind of documents should they keep in their person so that when the ECI representatives come to their homes for verification, they can show it and they'll be eligible to vote apart from their age proof?
Anything that you are part of, to I card, you can have your Aadhaar card, then you can have your Ration card. Any document proof that you are the citizen of India and you have just attained the age of 18, there is no any bar for special documents and anything. So anybody who is having the valid passport or valid Aadhaar card, they are eligible for getting registered with the electoral.
I understand the drive is also targeting those who may not come to the polling station to vote, but they can vote online. And what about overseas voters? Can you tell us something about the National Voter Service Portal and the Form 6 and 6A?
Government and EC has already just declared everything that anybody who is not positioned to come to the voter booth, they can cast their vote online. And every government employee are just eligible to cast their online votes. Even though they are living in outside of country, they are also eligible for casting their votes. Those who are not in India or they are just residing or living for some region outside of India, they can vote for, through this portal only. And all the employee of government, they are also eligible for the voting through this online system. For me, that everybody can take participation in this franchise. They are having some kind of arrangements. The Election Commission has given many options for voters.
What the challenges are before the Election Commission of India, there are 543 Lok Sabha seats in 28 states and 8 union territories of India. So what are the different challenges for the election boards across states and union territories?
Yeah, Election Commission yesterday elaborated many things about the challenges. They are challenging money muscles and goons. But they have made all special arrangements for everything. They are just, every DM has been given the directions to get everything arranged properly. Everybody should just feel free, like secure to go and cast their vote. Even the many challenges are coming from states like Jammu and Kashmir, Northeast, their election commission has to do something extra. I've already asked government to give them extra forces, some special arrangements to those who are not in their positions to come to voting booth. So mainly challenge EC is facing that in the state like Jammu and Kashmir, but Jammu is more or less the situation has very much improved. Now only one or two states like Manipur and other Nagaland, they have some their challenges, but EC has made every kind of arrangement.
So apart from law and order arrangements being made by the district magistrate all across the country in the states and union territories, what are the other ways by which the elections are being ensured free and fair for young voters?
So young voters are very much energetic now and they are informed voters. They know where to go and they know what basis they are going to vote. So election commission's role is to keep free and fair atmosphere to go and cast your vote. Otherwise, other things are doing other agencies like every political party, they are just releasing their manifesto, they are campaigning in different way. Every voters know who is just going to offer what. So for me, election commission's role is the only limit to bring people from their home and take them to the polling booth. And for that, election commission has made elaborate arrangements. They have issued certain guidelines to all district magistrates. They have acquired numbers of postage. And all machineries of election commission is now geared up. And they are ready to just take any challenges for this free and fair elections.
How important is a model code of conduct in these elections, especially for the benefit of young voters?
Yeah, model code of conduct is very essential in any democracy. That after this imposing this model code of conduct, nobody can offer them cash, any kind of friend ideas, anything. So young voters, although I am just telling you that they are very much informed, every citizens, every youth voters, young voters are very much aware about that. They will vote as per their consensus and as per their the policy and as per the programs of the parties they are offering.
So the young voter can access a national voter service portal that we spoke about as a general voter, and this facility is available for those who are seeking to vote in India or those who are overseas voters as well. What about the voter turnout app? How important is that in computing and accounting for those who have turned out for voting?
That the participation of the voters, total turnout must be above 67-68%, I suppose. That from last elections, we are just witnessing that people are participating in a big way. And this year, many new voters, lakhs of new voters have just joined this franchise. This turnout will be surpassed 70%, I suppose.
How important is a young voter to the democracy of India?
Democracy depends on the public and the voters of any country. So with the participation of the public, with the voters, everything you can change as per your wish. You can just go and ask any party to just amend your way, amend your policies, because this is not just suitable for youth, for the generations. So young voters had the big chance to make their presence in these elections, and they're the actual voice of the country.
For the benefit of our listeners and those who are seeking to become young voters now, could you tell us the role of the Chief Election Commissioner, Rajiv Kumarji, the Election Commissioners, Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu in the Lok Sabha elections 2024 in seven phases from April 19 to June the 1st?
Rajiv Kumar, the Chief Election Commissioner, has made two remarks very important. That one, those who are thinking that the machines can be tampered, he was just clearly saying that there is no any possibility of machines can be tampered. So these kind of allegations or public posters cannot do any more. Rajiv Kumar has also said that every vote is important for Chunav Aayog. They are having arrangements for everybody, even those who are not in positions to come to polling booth. They are going to their home and they are just taking the votes from their machines, from their machinery. So this is the very good steps from the election commission. And one more thing, that now election commission is making some arrangements within the society, and they are supposed to go to 3 kilometers, 5 kilometers to cast their votes. Election commission is making arrangement for polling booth and then inside the society only. These are the many important things that the election commission has now announced yesterday.
Could you tell us the setup of the polling station? Once a young voter enters his polling booth to cast their vote, they have to obviously cast it on that electronic voting machine. How is it made free and fair? Who are the officials involved inside the polling booth so that the voter is able to cast their vote and come out with their clear conscience?
If anybody is going to cast their vote in polling booth, they can just assure that the security arrangements are fully made and all police persons are there so that they can cast their vote without any fear, without any influence. When they are entered into the voting room, there are arrangements from the verifications. Government officers are there, government officials are there to just check your voting ID card or any other card that is valid for the elections. Then even the election agents for the different political parties, they are also there. So you have a very good atmosphere inside the polling booth, and without any influence, without any fear, without any favor, you can cast your vote. That election commission has made such a arrangement.
Any suggestions in terms of what more the Election Commission of India is doing or can be done?
Election Commission has done many things very important, very in good positions. That Chief Election Commissioner yesterday declared that those who are attaining 18th of their age on 1st of April, even they are the eligible voters. My suggestions would be that some kind of campaign like Hum Hai Bharat Ke Voter, is tarah ke kuch campaigns jo the Election Commission can start, or even regular interval, Election Commission can issue guideline also that anybody who is just left behind, they can approach to these kind of officers or these kind of organizations to get their voter card issued, and they will be the eligible voters for that. So Election Commission has done many good things, and this is the ongoing process. This is a one-time process, it's an ongoing process. For every election, Election Commission is doing something good. They are taking some extra steps for everybody. I think that this is a good opportunity for everybody to go and vote for India.
Well, thank you so much, Vikram Upadhyay ji, for being with us on Akashvani and joining us for this detailed discussion on the Election Commission's efforts to maximize poll percentage among young voters, who now count up to 20 crores if you look at the age between 20 and 29 or between 18 and 35. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Election Commission of India's efforts to maximize poll percentage among young voters. The participants were Vikram Upadhyay, senior journalist, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.